Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze, there's a bar.
I'm so glad you're with me because I'm about to embark on an educational experience in travel with you. And if you weren't here, how could I do it? So I'm glad you're there. You know, when you decide you're going to go someplace, what do? You go online and do some brain surgery, self-inflicted? Most people I know who do that generally are looking sort of by destination, maybe not terribly focused in on particular neighborhoods, sections, streets, but they'll look at the place they want to go in terms of a town or a city, and then they look by price. Clever travelers know, look to places that are going to meet or maybe exceed your expectations. Sometimes that means there's a brand you've fallen in love with. And sometimes it means you need to break out of the brand mold and think in terms of what else is out there. You know, I'm a great believer that the only way you're going to know what someplace really is not by reading about it. You really have to experience it. And I just had that driven home to me in the most incredible way because I've been talking with a hotelier in New York City for the last few months. And we've been trying to get together to do a telephone interview. And I'm glad. He kept saying, no, come here and then we'll do the interview. And I thought, well, that's very nice. Maybe he's just afraid to talk on the phone. What do I know? I really wanted to get him on the air 2 months ago, but series of life circumstances made that intersection of he's available and so am I impossible to come by. So as it turned out, I was going to be coming into New York City, and I thought, well, maybe this is a good time to, you know, throw out a lasso and catch him. And I am so glad we did this because I have just had such an education that I never would have gotten over the phone. And I just want to remind you, in case you've missed any part of today's three-hour show, and we're now in the third hour, that you take the time in the next three business days to go to travelers411.com. You should be able to find photos of this hotel that we're going to be talking about today in New York City, links to the relevant websites associated with the hotel. And if you go to directory at travelers411.com, there's a way to just click, scroll down if you want alphabetically to find what you're looking for or the newest entries. For the moment, you can click on newest, and it's going to come up way at the top. So I'm going to take you off to learn about the HGU Hotel in New York City right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Opening night at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts is Friday, July 7th, with Andras Nelsons conducting the BSO and featuring Mahler Symphony No. 2. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or at bso.org.
I am sitting in the office of the general manager of the HGU Hotel. It's located at 34 East 32nd Street in New York City, and so it's in a great location for getting any place and being any place that you need to be, whether you're here for business or pleasure. And I have had such a learning experience after arriving at HGU NYC. And I'm just, you were so right, Sean, to nag me about coming. Come, we'll do it here. It's like, what's wrong with this man? We could have done this 2 months ago by telephone. Why?
You're right. So, I mean, I'm a big proponent of having someone experience an experience, right? On the phone, I just don't think you would get it.
Yeah, but we're kind of forced into it because, you know, unless we're traveling somewhere.
Sure.
Most, I'd say probably 70% of the interviews we do are by telephone. And the funny thing, people who have been listeners forever, since we went on the air in July of 2002, we're about to start our 16th year on the air this July.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that? But I can't tell you how often I have said to people that, you know, you can't know what a place is by reading about it, by seeing photos, by viewing a video. It'll give you some idea. And I have had owners and general managers and managing partners and managing directors on the phone with me and have said enough to get me excited about a place. So clearly, they didn't do a terrible job.
No, not at all.
But
not
when I get there, whatever they said wasn't enough.
Understood. You can never really give someone the experience over the phone. I mean, the whole sense of being within that environment is from the minute you walk into the hotel.
Well, now, we're talking about HGU. And what does that stand for?
Yeah, so HGU New York. HGU is an acronym for Hotel Grand Union. A little history on this building. It's it was built in 1905. It's a Beaux Arts building, landmarked by New York City. The history in this building is immense. From 1905 to 1940 or so, it remained as, I guess, a lower-end hotel, if you will, during that era. And then a couple of transitions occurred. The current ownership of this hotel purchased it in November of 2013. We had met 6 months after they purchased it, and I took the position to basically come in here, run it for a little bit, in the one-star-ish hotel it was, and then to eventually shut it down and put it through a full gut renovation. Ultimately, the owners wanted to see a hotel that was more in their realm, if you will. Being boutique, I wouldn't say boutique, but more residential builders downtown New York, when the owners purchased this hotel, they thought they were on the Upper East Side. So most of the dealings are down in Soho and Gramercy areas and around that area there. So this hotel went through a transformation that you wouldn't believe. From everything from plumbing to electrical, all that stuff that you typically got to do in a renovation.
That costs a fortune.
Right? An absolute fortune. But the finishes within this hotel are up to the level of quality that a four-star boutique lifestyle hotel would be in this neighborhood. And there's not much like us in this neighborhood. So we are thrilled with the way the owner's image came out. Literally, put it on paper, this is what I want to see. And today we sit in what he first envisioned 4 years ago.
Well, I'd love to get to meet these people sometime. So I want you to arrange that for me. But
absolutely.
Let me tell you what I experienced.
Please.
Well, first of all, this is the midst of hustle and bustle of New York City.
For sure.
I mean, you're in the 30s, and while you're on the east side, you know, a couple of blocks walk, and you are in the thick of things at, you know, the Garment District and Fifth Avenue and, you know, Madison Avenue and all that jazz. And this is a very busy area. And as we came in the middle of the block between Lexington and, no, Madison and Park.
Yes, correct.
Right? You're between Madison and Park.
That is correct.
On 32nd Street. We pulled up in front of the building. And we got out, and I looked up, and it's not glitzy glamorous on the outside.
Not by any means.
There's some very nice architectural features.
Sure.
That are kind of carved into the stone around the front door and whatnot. But,
yes,
you know, you could go by and miss it. And I opened the, you know, somebody opened the door for me. Your people are fabulous, by the way.
Well, thank
Man,
you
they
very
were
much.
Out there. They, if, you know, we've only been here a day. And
right.
From the first moment of contact to now, any time there have been staff people of HGU New York City around, I mean, they pop up when I need them. I mean, it's like, you know, I've got bundles and packages, and suddenly they're there, and they're opening doors. And we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back, because I want to tell you about my experience from the outside to the inside of HGU, and check out HGUNYC.com.
Get your tickets now for a very special Boston Pop season at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present a season-long tribute to the legendary John Williams with 10 concerts featuring his film scores from E.T., Jaws, Raiders, Star Wars, Harry Potter, and more. And it's a season filled with exciting debuts, beginning opening night May 10th with special guest Queen Latifah. America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, has your table waiting. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt, or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you. Music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity.
Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
This part of today's show is brought to you by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline. Get great value flights to over 25 European destinations with the option of stopping over for a fantastic vacation in Ireland. Book your flights today at AerLingus.com.
I'm in New York State of Mind.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm with Sean Roach. He is the general manager of HGU New York City, a hotel on 32nd Street in New York. And we are on the what side of town?
East side of Manhattan.
So I got out of the taxi. Actually, I got out of our car when we first arrived, which magically disappeared. So that's always good. And we won't need it again until we leave the city. And so I had some bundles and packages and whatnot, and somebody magically appeared and took them away from me and opened the door, and I came inside. And I'll tell you, Sean, what it reminded me of. Do you know what an amethyst looks like inside and out?
No, can you explain to me?
Well, on the inside of an amethyst, it is a dazzling array of crystal shapes, sort of like in the first film, the first Superman film, when Superman is being sent off in the capsule, and Mom and Dad and Baby are in the room where the little rocket ship is going to take him.
Yeah.
And there's all these crystals that are, you know, like octagon and hexagon shaped.
Yeah, the turquoise crystals
right,
and
all
such.
That. Right, yes. Okay. Only this is like lavender and grape purple.
Right? Understood.
Okay. On the outside of an amethyst, when you actually find the whole thing, and sometimes you see them on display in places, and they make lighting fixtures out of it. They make lamps and stuff out of these big rock pieces. The outside looks like steel wool. It's gray. It's lumpy, bumpy. Sometimes it's a little rusty looking, or it's got a little dirt on it or something. And if you were walking through the forest, and there was an amethyst, you know, that was not cracked open.
Okay.
And it's laying like a big rock, like a bowling ball, in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You'd keep walking.
Yeah,
unless you were a geologist and you knew what you were looking for.
Correct.
And if you happened to kick it and it was cracked or broken, and as you kicked it, this exterior, don't get too excited about it, look.
Right.
When it flipped over, you would be dazzled by the shapes and the colors, and if the sunlight was out, it would be sparkling before your eyes.
Right.
Well, that's what I felt like when I walked into this hotel.
Well, thank you.
It was, you know, sturdy and stone and some carving around the doors and whatnot that were, you know, clearly from the original design, or at least if it was new, it looked like it was from the original design. And when I came in, I looked at my husband, and after I looked around the little lounge area to the right and the lounge area to the left and the reception area and beyond it, that marvelous library lounge with the huge bottle of champagne.
Yes.
And I looked at my husband. I said, I feel like I'm in a European hotel.
That was the point of the
I'm telling you,
build.
This place is a knockout.
Thank you.
But first, you got to come in the door.
First, you need to enter. And, I mean, if you look at the history of boutique hotels in this market, most of them were ornate, right? You couldn't tell there was a hotel there, right? So, I mean, based on that, you know, that feeling back then, I mean, we kind of still want to be within that element, right? So it's more like it's a home away from home, but we're kind of secluded.
Well, and that's the other piece of it.
But we're not secluded, right?
That's it.
This is the heart of Manhattan.
You're in the middle of hustle and bustle, and you step into an oasis.
Right.
That's for the Pasha.
Correct. Yeah, you're right. So, I mean, our whole objective is to, what are we going to do to outdo the 60 other hotels around our hotel, right? What's going to make that person come into this hotel and want to stay in our hotel? It starts with culture, the training of your staff, and everyone being on the same page within that culture. The culture is complete and utter honesty with the guests. Be, you know, outwardly inviting to the guest.
Your staff is fabulous.
I mean,
and if you're the one at the top responsible for the training, all I can say to you is bravo.
Thank you very much.
I bet it starts, however, with being really clever about who you hire.
It takes a long time to find the right people.
Yeah,
I mean,
no kidding.
You have to, if you don't have the patience to find those people, you're going to end up like every other hotel on the block. So, I mean, literally a year and a half to find. I don't have a big staff here. I have 25 people working here not for me.
In one day, I've met at least 8, and they are superb.
Thank you very much. And it always goes back to training, and it's continuous in the fact that you do it every single day. But we don't want robots working here. We want that personality of that person to shine. And I think we made the right choice in who we picked. And it's shown over the past 8 months since we've been open in this location that we've picked the right people.
So I got upstairs.
Okay.
And we are in a darling suite.
Oh. Thank you.
And
nice.
It is charming and it is comfortable. And when you first come into the suite, there's a small, like a reception table.
Yes.
You know, the kind of place you'd want to put your packages down when you take your
yes.
coat off, kind of. And on that table, there is this little black notebook. It's you know, little white notebook pages, little spiral binding, little black cover.
Yes.
It's got the HGU NYC logo on the front of it.
Correct.
And there's a matching pen. They're both going home with me.
Understood.
Yes. So I just wanted you to be aware of that up front.
We tend to give a lot of things away in the room.
Yeah,
please.
Well, you know, funny. I have to tell you funny. We were in Seoul, Korea a very long time ago.
Okay.
And we were at the Sheraton Walker Hill.
Okay.
I don't even know if it's still a Sheraton or...
Understood.
I picked that place, even though it was like an hour from the airport, and we were there one night on a layover flying home the next day.
Wow.
Because it has like a Las Vegas-style showroom, and they would have like Chinese opera, which is like, you know, it's more like a vaudeville show. It's not what
okay.
we call opera.
Understood.
You know, and it has, even though it was Korea... So they have all kinds of acts and whatever at a dinner show that I thought we would go to, but it turned out we didn't. But in the room,
okay.
they had a card, like a tent card.
Sure.
And it said, all items in the room are available for sale. If you would like to just take them with you, we will bill your account.
Okay.
Was to cover the people that took souvenirs like sheets, pillowcases, dust ruffles, pillows,
everything that's up,
bedspreads,
to the floor, or the
curtains,
wall.
Valances, chairs,
understood.
The desk,
understood.
The lamps. I mean, the list was endless.
Understood. I've seen it. Yeah, it's amazing.
But there were things that you're doing here that are truly five-star in nature. Firstly, a lot of hotels that provide a bathrobe
yes.
have gone to skimpier quality bathrobes, even 4 and 5 star wonderful properties.
Right.
And a lot of them have either eliminated slippers.
Right.
Or if they provide slippers, they often don't put the logo on the slippers.
Right.
But I was delighted to see the bathrobes, at the quality of the bathrobes.
Yep,
And whoever put the embroidery on of HGU kind of did it in a way that if you look at it quick, it looks like Hug.
Don't
you love that?
You know how often I get that? I mean,
hang on,
amazing.
We're going to take a quick break and come back. This is a hotel that's going to hug you people. HGUNYC.com. Check it out in the break. We'll be right back. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors who care for everyone. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Today's show brought to you in part by Malta, the Mediterranean island group where beaches, historic forts, the Cathedral of St. John established by the Knights, fabulous shopping, gorgeous seascapes, fantastic food, and wonderful people who are proud to share their island with visitors wait for you. Learn more at visitmalta.com.
Lullaby of Broadway.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm talking with Sean Roach, the general manager of HGU NYC, the HGU Hotel in New York City on 32nd Street. You know, it's easy for me to remember there's a 32 and a 34.
Yes.
And it's easy for me to remember because I can picture that stone-carved medallion over the doorway that says 34 on it.
Yes.
So that, you know, once I got that in my head, I know it's 32nd, East 32nd Street, which puts you in walking distance of everything.
Yeah, whatever
you're looking for, you can walk to it.
That's absolutely correct. So it's, if you want to shop, guess what? You can walk to go shopping. I mean, it's literally that location of the hotel.
You got Madison Avenue, half a block away.
Madison Avenue. You have Grand Central down the block. You have Penn Station down the other way. You have Empire State Building that's literally a stone's throw away. And then you're going downtown to the hip area of, you know, the Lower East Side and Union Square, right, and going through Gramercy Park. This location is unbeatable, and it's unmatched. And take it from me, who's opened 7 hotels in this market, this is the best location.
Mm. Well, you know, the bathroom is lovely, really, really lovely. But there were other things that, you know, every once in a while, somebody sends me something that they read on TripAdvisor or whatever and said, you know, look at this.
Sure.
And a lot of times I will read the most ridiculous complaints that people will put up about a place. I mean, they're just completely ridiculous. And ones that come to mind are the kind that say, you know, we checked into the room and there were only 2 pillows and, you know, we like more pillows. And, you know, there was only 1 bar of soap in the bathroom. It's like, you know, people, call the front desk. Tell them you want 187 bars of soap, and they'll send them up to you. I mean, it's just incredible to me that people would take the time to write about it, but they wouldn't take the time to call downstairs and
right.
tell somebody, I want more. Now, I like to sleep with 3 pillows.
Understood.
At some time during the night, I'm going to throw one out of the bed.
I
start out with my 3 pillows, mostly because the last thing I'm going to do before I go to sleep
Yes.
is I'm going to put the TV on to tell me a story.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, that's just how it is. I need a story before I can go to sleep.
Okay.
So, generally speaking, I will attack the closet to see if there are extra pillows,
sure.
if there aren't as many on the bed as I would like.
Sure.
Or I'm going to call downstairs and ask for them.
Sure.
So I came into the room,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to say, there were either 4 or 6. I think there were 6 pillows on the bed.
Yes.
And there was either 1 or 2 up in the closet besides.
Correct.
And I thought, these are my kind of people. And then I went into the bathroom. And normally, you'll find hotels that get a lot of business traffic will often set up for one person. So you'll have 1 big bath towel and 1 washcloth and 1 hand towel and maybe the 1 bar of soap. But when you go into, and you can call down for more if you need it.
Sure, sure.
But I was so happy not only to see the 6 pillows on the bed and the extras in the closet, but to go into the bathroom and see that this bathroom was set up for 4 people.
Yes.
Or for somebody like me, who I use enough towels for 2 people.
Right.
Because I'm going to use one of those to wrap it around my head.
Oh, understood.
Okay, and then I'm going to need the other one for my bod. So if it's set up for two people, he's got nothing over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, understood.
The
understood.
Husband person.
Understood.
But it was set up. There were four big towels. There were four hand towels. There were four washcloths. I said, I have fallen in love with these people. You know, so somebody is thinking about you.
Yeah, I mean, when you walk into your room, what's your main focal point of that room? It's the bed, right? So... Our first
you know how many centuries it took hoteliers to figure that out?
I know, it's amazing to me. It's amazing to me. I mean, what else are you going to the room to do, right? This is Manhattan. You're not going to hang out in your room, right? You're going to go to your room to sleep for the most part, right?
It took a very long time. Hoteliers, until the early 1990s,
okay,
the focus was on the decor. And then, and this was before people started using comforters and duvets and whatnot.
Yeah, sure.
So it was the bedspread, it was the dust ruffle, it was the valance, it was the curtains.
Right.
And you sat down on the bed and you... Do you ever go to Daytona Beach, Florida?
I've been through it.
They
yes.
drive cars on that beach.
On the beach?
Oh, yeah. They do racing and stuff.
Oh, okay.
They drive cars on
okay.
Daytona Beach.
Okay.
You throw your blanket down and throw your body on it and you're going to break an arm or a leg or
understood.
You know, vertebrae or something. It's
right.
hard. It's
right.
like, you know, we were talking earlier, Sean Kevin Roach.
Thank you.
If you've just joined us, about your trips to Ireland. If you ever
yes.
go to Rathsnala Beach
okay.
in County Donegal, it's the same thing. You look out your window from your hotel
yes.
and you'll see the cars driving on the beach. So, you know, you don't want to go
amazing.
And throw your body down because you'll break a bone.
Correct.
But there are times, you know, where the room looks so inviting and so gorgeous, and then you sit on the bed and you go to get in bed, and it's like lying on concrete.
Correct.
So it wasn't until, you know, the heavenly bed concept that came out of Sheraton.
Yeah, who was that with?
I think it was
Sheraton.
Sheraton?
Yeah.
Well, it was one of the Starwood hotels. I'm
yes.
pretty sure it was Sheraton.
Yeah. No, I think it was
Westin
that came up at the But either way.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I remember being at a travel trade show.
Okay.
And they had a bed on the floor.
Okay.
And with a mahogany footboard and headboard. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, they invited you to sit down on this pillow top mattress and whatnot.
Sure.
It was the first time people were focused on, you know, the bed really ought to be comfortable. And if you didn't get prior to that, even in the classiest of hotels,
right.
if you didn't get a bed that was hard like a rock, you got this mushy mess
sure.
that was lumpy, clumpy.
sure.
It was hard to find a place with the kind of mattress you'd really want to sleep on until the early 90s when the focus became the sleeping experience.
Right.
Hallelujah, it's a hotel. You're going there to sleep. You would have thought this would have been obvious.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Well, you're spot on. There's not much more I can say about that. But the bed itself, the comfortability of that bed with the fretted sheets and the down, et cetera,
yes.
pillows.
It's, yes.
I get more requests to buy pillows, sheets, and mattresses from this hotel than I've ever seen before.
Well, you know, you use frette linens. And
correct.
For you people who don't know frette, F-R-E-T-T-E. I don't know if it's still there. There used to be a frette shop on Madison Avenue.
There is. Yep.
Still there?
Still there.
Okay. The last time I was in there has to be 20 years ago. And then they wanted $800 for a king-size set of fitted sheet, top sheet, and a couple of pillowcases.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know, they've always been over the top, unbelievably expensive. And if you're in Italy, you will find frette shops everywhere. And they came out with a product line, that I hope is made, you know, more economically available for hoteliers, but it can't be terribly economically available because more people would use them if it was.
Yeah, so it's not...
fabulous
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's a wonderful product. From a hotelier standpoint, it washes well, right? It's on a wear and tear on the sheet. It lasts longer. But adding that value to a room... That's what we want. We want the guests to feel like they're in luxury.
It's,
that they're,
you know, they're
back
cotton,
from,
but you,
you know,
feel
to
like
be
you
comfortable
slid between
and such.
Satin.
Yeah.
You know, they have that nice, slick, shiny, nice, oh, delicious, I want to get into that bed. You know, feel about it. And you experience the feel of it with your eyes before you ever hit the pillow or
right.
fall in that bed.
Right. So, I mean, the way we set it up with the fur throw on the bottom and the six pillows on a king bed with the extra pillows in the closet.
And a flat screen TV.
Flat screen TV, which is kind of the norm these days, but we
not
added.
Not everywhere.
It's not.
Trust
right?
me.
It's odd.
Not
it's
everywhere.
Not. Right. So, I mean, the amenities in that
room,
but
it's more than that.
Amazing.
Listen, I stay in a lot of places that have flat screen TVs.
Sure.
And they don't subscribe to enough channels.
Right.
So, as a result, you've got a TV, and mm-hmm. you've got the worst TV programming you've ever seen.
Right. So, here we have... It's like you're living in an apartment in Manhattan.
Exactly.
I mean, you have Time Warner. It's Time Warner's Manhattan, right? You put it up. You got your channel lists, right? And you feel like you're at home. I mean, it's that type of setting we want to, the guests to feel, right? Where you have serenity within your room, right?
And a safe and an ironing board and an iron. And anything I was looking for, you had it. And
right.
so, I mean, there I didn't see any significant difference between my experience here at HGU NYC, and check out the website, hgunyc.com, than staying in any 4 or 5 star hotel anywhere in the world. Bravo, congratulations.
Thank
and
you
I'm
so
busting
much.
To meet your owner and
Ed,
talk about the vision that brought all this on. Stay with me, everybody. This is Stephanie Abrams, and a special thank you to you, Sean K. for Kevin Roach, General Manager of HGU Hotel in New York City.
Thank you.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Tourism Ireland.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sites reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Ireland's ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com. Come on along.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, announces tickets for the upcoming season are now on sale. Maestro Andres Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors will lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Ravel, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, Berlioz, and more. Conductor Nelsons will lead the BSO in 10 Tanglewood concerts, including opening night July 7th, as the orchestra presents Mahler's Symphony No. 2, Resurrection. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops will also highlight Tanglewood's opening and closing weekends with Sondheim on Sondheim and E.T. the Extraterrestrial in concert. And don't miss the Tanglewood Popular Artist Series, beginning with Natalie Merchant in July. Bring your family and friends to one of the most beloved music festivals in the world this summer at Tanglewood. Order your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200, 888-266-1200. Or visit tanglewood.org.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University, flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Biz Talk Radio.
Taking you to 42nd Street.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
You know, I tried on many occasions not only to get Sean Roach, the general manager of HGU New York City Hotel, to get on the phone with me and do an interview. I'm so glad he was insistent and persistent in his insistence that come to the city, come to New York, stay at the hotel, and we'll talk while you're here. So I wasn't going to make a special trip in to do it, but there's always a reason for me to be in New York. And when I looked at the calendar, we finally found the intersection of I'm going to be in the city, he's going to be around, let's go and do this thing. And you were so right, Sean. You were so absolutely
right.
Yeah,
I knew you would get that feel when you really came into the hotel.
Well, there's some words that, you know, if I say candy store, you'll get one vision, I get a different one.
True. Yeah. Right.
So we entered HGU on East 32nd Street, 34 East 32nd Street in New York City. And immediately when you come in, left and right of you, there are two lounges, and they're very different.
Well, let's,
amazing artwork in them. Amazing artwork throughout. I mean, really worth taking the time to stop and look, and there's so much of it, it's like being in a gallery. And then you go straight ahead, and you've got your reception area, and then you go straight ahead, and you enter this very large size, probably double the size of the two other lounges.
Correct.
A lounge that looks like you've gone into the modernized styling of a library in a castle in Europe.
Wow.
Doesn't it feel like that?
Absolutely.
And to your right, there is this long bar that goes on forever. And the thing that, you know, put a smile on my face. Oh, and I just thought of something else that put a smile on my face. The thing that put a smile on my face was this gigundous champagne bottle that's on the bar.
Yes.
It's the size of Oklahoma, the champagne bottle.
Right.
But the other thing, and the lounge is just delicious. I was on my, you know, drop everything, run out the door again. You know, so I haven't gotten in there yet, other than to just step in and kind of drink it in for the moment. But I got to really spend some time in those three lounges there. And this is all public space on the main level. Get up to the room, and the first thing I want to do is take some pictures before we create our own personal slum.
Understood.
You know what happens. You open the suitcase, you put this here, you put that there. You can't take pictures anymore.
Of course.
So I run around, we get the pictures, and I turn around, standing near that little reception table in the front, by the front door of our suite. And hanging on the inside is the Do Not Disturb sign.
Yes.
And I cracked up, and I thought, you know, leave it to this hotel, HGU New York City, to have a sense of humor. Do you remember what the Do Not Disturb sign says?
It was created about a year ago through just brainstorming on what we should say, right? I mean, it's so almost passe to say, you know, do not disturb anymore.
I'm gonna try and find. I have a photo of it, and the photo is there. It is okay. So hanging on the door, it says, "I need some privacy." Okay.
Right. So we gave a little New York flair to
it. It reads it back to you. At you know, you can hear the tone of the New York attitude. It's
right.
Like
right.
Yeah, I need some privacy. Okay.
Yeah, that was it was a great little throw to hey, we're in New York, we're having fun, and let's not be so, you know, rigid in what we do here.
Well, you know, and that's reflected in the way your staff operates.
Well, thank you.
There are some places where they're so polite and aloof that they hover somewhere between aloof and unfriendly. I mean, it's like professional coldness.
Sure, sure.
There are other places that you get fawned over, so you almost want to say, could you just let me have a little space and be by myself for a while?
You're right.
You know, your staff has really got it right. I mean, they're there. You know, you just look like you need something, and they're like, you know, the fairy godmother angel, you know, has sent them to assist you with whatever it is. And I have had three different people volunteer to do things that you normally would have to ask somebody if they would help you do.
Yeah, I mean,
they just step up with, may I help you with that? I'll be happy to take it to your room for you.
Right.
I mean, you know, that's really special.
Yeah, those levels of service are super important for all guests. And, I mean, when you say someone is there for you, because it's an intimate space. Right? So within that space, we expect, you know, staff to be up at attention and to basically, as I said before, use their personality and make it a friendly, you know, interaction between the guests.
My husband was pointing out, given that I have to shop for him in the tall and big men shop because he's 6 foot six. And I mean, I can't even buy ties for him in a regular men's department because they'll look like his little brother's tie that were a clown tie that ends at the third button.
Right.
You know, his ties, if you stretch them out end and end, are longer than my dog's leash. So, you know, a lot of times we'll go someplace and the bathrobes are just not doing it for him.
Understood.
And he was so thrilled with your bathrobes because they actually are long enough and cover his girth.
Understood. That's a plush terry bathrobe.
Oh, it's delicious.
From an expense standpoint, we don't look at it from an expense standpoint. We want the guests to feel like they're at home. And if they're not at home, what would they like to have at home? Mm-hmm. Guess what? If you want that robe, you can buy it from us, and we're not going to kill you for it. So it's a wonderful value add for us within a guest room.
Now, when you first come in the front door...
And the slippers, too. Sorry, the slippers.
Oh, yeah.
Well
that was funny.
A nice little
because
touch.
I mentioned early on that many hotels have stopped providing slippers.
Yes, they have.
And, you know, right away, it's an expense issue, because why would you stop?
because
and I, you know, there was a bathrobe hanging in the closet. There was a bathrobe hanging in the bathroom.
Yes.
And sometimes when you first check into a room, the slippers will be tucked into the pocket.
Yes.
Or they'll be tied around the waist. And I thought when I didn't see them in either place, this was HGU New York City was one of those places that is cheaped out on the slippers. I always bring my own slippers for that reason.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. I've got slippers with me. I take no chances. And I then went into the closet thinking that, saw the second bathrobe, and there on the shelf were the two pairs of slippers.
All right.
Bravo to you. We got to have you on again. There's so much more to talk
there
about.
There is so much.
Come back next week, everybody. Stephanie Abrams here. Got to fly now.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.